They have kind of standard protocols on the questions they ask, given the nature of what's being reported. So obviously they want to get information very quickly. So it's not a trivial conversation that they're going to carry on, but they're usually obviously going to get a location, a description, actions that are taking place, maybe a vehicle license plate, some things. But there's kind of a sequence and a rapid succession of questions they're going to ask you to get the information. And then they may just have you hold on the line for a little bit while they push that information out to the officers, you know, out in the community, so we can start a response. And then they'll probably return back to that call and ask you more additional information and probably ask you for your name and phone number and contact. And sometimes on real serious incidents, they might just have you stay on the line and give and have the reporting party give us a kind of continuous description of what they're seeing happen until we actually arrive.